2021 was quite a big year for you because you were a finalist in three prizes. You were in the Whitehall, the Gosford, and then the Ravenswood. How did that feel?
It was so amazing. I think it's been a while since I'd been to uni and done my fine arts degree, and I thought at that time that I was going to be a painter, and I thought, how kind of I thought I had this idea about what my life was going to look like, and I was 17 and just beautifully naive, and university wasn't how I imagined it, and I wasn't an amazing painter at all. And it was really, heartbreaking because there were all these mature age students there who were so talented and accomplished, and they really knew what they wanted, and they had a style and a vision. And I was just 17 and straight out of home and didn't have a clue, and I nearly dropped out. And my friend said, no, just see what's next. And the next sort of subject area that I did was Intermedia, which involved at the time very early Photoshop and photography and installation. And, I did everything from making sculptures to hand binding books. And I spent hours and hours with black and white film in the dark room. And yeah, just really fell in love with it. But coming out of uni, I didn't know how to turn that into a career. And so I ended up getting an apprenticeship as a jeweler and worked with as a jeweler for many, many years before I found my way back to photography again.
That's amazing. I love that you said, you went to at throughout your course, you saw all these mature age students, and they all had, something. They knew what they wanted to say, and they knew who they were. And don't you feel like, I don't know, whether we get to a point in our lives and we're like, yeah, I just know who I am, and I know what I'm about, and I know what's important to me.
Exactly. And all those things that I did, I even see the influence of my jewelry work in the photos, in the, attention to detail. Because, to me, jewelry was just like sculpture on a smaller level. And every scratch, every chip, every fraction of a millimeter is noticeable on a piece of jewelry. And that same attention to detail I bring to my photos. And the longer that you look at these pieces, the more that you will uncover, there are tiny little taxidermy birds hidden amongst the flowers. There are live insects, and there are pinned insects, dried insects that I've dried myself after studying entomology with my kids while homeschooling. I got really into preserving insects and being able to use them in my artwork. But there's also live animals in there as well.
Oh my
So
God. You've got a fabulous photo, and I think it was one of your finalist pieces from 2021 with the cat about to pounce on the dead bird. And I think we've spoken previously, and you said, "Oh yeah, people let me know if they've got dead things around." And I'm like, "What, Christina? What?" And you're like, "Oh yeah, they'll let me know there's a dead bird or there's a dead possum." And
People have things in their freezer for me. They're awesome. And my husband knows not to look in the bottom drawer of our freezer because, in the exhibition itself, there's a dead quail, a dead bantam chicken, there's the dead minor bird, and various other sort of dead pinned dried insects. But I got a license to be allowed to collect dead things. I got in contact with the government and I said, how do I go about doing this? The other kind of taxidermic things like the dead birds and the skull, I got those through the Queensland Museum Loan Centre. So, that was a fantastic day
Oh
out
my,
as well too,
I'm
going
so
through their
glad.
dead bird collection.
I'm so glad you said talked about the skull, because I was looking this morning and I was like, I wonder if the skull is real, or is the skull real?
I don't know. I didn't
Okay.
ask. I don't think I kind of was like, oh, I don't think it would be. But I was saying to them, oh, I ordered this skull online and I showed them a photo and I'm like, look, and they sent me this and it's like bright yellow. I said, oh, but I've got this idea. And I said, I don't suppose you have a skull, do you? And they went, oh, yes, we do.
We
Grade 10, the grade 10 box for medieval. They've got a skull in that. It's got a hole in its head. Is that all right? I'm like, that's perfect.
That is perfect. Oh my God. Oh, Christina, this is just so fascinating. So you got into the drying and pinning of insects with throughout the homeschooling of your children.
Yeah, I'd already, you know, during my uni years, I used sort of parts of insects and wings and things, and so yeah, it's been sort of a constant in my artwork, and it's probably what kind of attracted me to this style of 17th century Dutch art in the first place was the way that they use the insects to symbolize, you know, life and death and richness and decay. And I really, yeah, you know, that a lot of artists in that period, there were the Catholics that were painting Jesus and Mary, but these Dutch artists were Protestants, and so they didn't believe in that. So they created their own sort of dictionary of
Symbolism
symbolism.
and
Yeah, yeah.